get a stoop then.
What about if the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, and you get down low to look at something, what about hunker down? Is that familiar?
No, I would get down, would stoop then, or get down, stoop.
Okay.
Would be
the best way to say that. If someone's been sick for a while, he's up and about, but he still looks a little bit white.
Pale.
Yes. Okay. Any other expressions to describe color to do with sickness?
Pale and look a little under the weather, or a little pink it around the gills, you know.
What does that mean, up here?
Around the gills is around.
Okay, sure.
You know,
sure.
Around the mouth.
Around below the
ears.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a person can lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Any other ways of saying that?
The
man on the farm is really very
strong.
It could be stout. But I would think stout would be, he could be referred to that.
Would
a stout person.
Is that your way of saying fat?
That's right.
A little bit stout.
A little bit on the stout side.
Okay.
That's the way I would be referred to a stout.
Okay. Okay, somebody who's easy to get along with is a very, how would you describe them? Maybe very happy disposition.
Very lovely person.
Okay, what about any other ways of saying that?
Very congenial and very happy.
And if someone is always falling over everything, you say he is so
clumsy.
Okay. And if a person always does things,
well, that's
strong.
Sense, strong.
And when you're just really tired out with something, you say, oh,
his
back
is just done.
Okay. And a noun that you might apply to him. He is a real
peel.
Peel. Okay. Would you be reluctant to say he's a fool? Is that pretty strong?
Well, that's pretty strong.
You would say
might.
If you were
to back type
or
not
to say. If you said that about him, he'd just really
yawn. That's right.
Okay. What about somebody who just about never intentionally spends a cent of money? He's a
miser.
Okay, in a joking term.
Stingy.
Okay. If you keep
tight wall.
Okay. And we've already talked about common, and you said that common maybe is the good person, not necessarily.
That's right.
Okay. And if you say an old man is still very strong and active, he's 90, but he doesn't show his age. He's really quite, what adjective would you use? Gets around very
really,
acts like he's 50. He's quite
active.
Okay. Any other ways?
Active and spry.
Okay. What about lively?
It could be lively.
And if you want to say just a little more than lively, he's blank lively. He's would you qualify lively?
I wouldn't qualify lively for that. I would think more being lively would be full of fun and talking and life.
Okay.
And I mean, that's my conception of lively.
Okay, how would you say it then? He's quite
active.
Very active. What about another word? Would you put anything in front of active?
I could say very active, or very spry, or that description.
What about, you think of any words that your mother or your father or your grandparents might use to describe somebody like that?
Pure?
You ever heard
of pure? He's a pure old fellow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.